Welcome to Singles and Married Today. Welcome to a church without walls. Pastor Judith Daniel Imagoro will be sharing with you a topic that will impact your life and your family.
Today's topic is how to recover from heartbreak. The number one secret to recover from heartbreak is when you truly forgive the person that hurt you. When you truly let go of your hurts, you'll be healed yourself. Heartbreak comes as a result of disappointment or hurt from a loved one. There are a lot of people that are in marriage, yet heartbroken. Most cases as a result of unfaithfulness from spouse. It could really hurt when your spouse cheats on you, but you have to learn to forgive. I know that there is no excuse that is good enough for your spouse to cheat on you, but you have to be to your spouse what Christ is to you. Though he knows that you sometimes deliberately commit sin, yet he forgives you anytime you ask for forgiveness. If you do not learn to forgive your spouse wrong, you do not only put yourself on the spot, but the blessings of your family. You have to genuinely let go of that hurt in order for you to be healed and for you not to pass the blessings of your family. Unforgiveness is like drinking a poison and expecting another person to be hurt. Unforgiveness can hinder you access to God, and it can also hinder you getting your desired future. Unforgiveness or bitterness over a past hurt is telling yourself you do not want a better future. A lot of people are not in a fruitful relationship today because of past hurts. They keep transferring their past experience into every relationship they get into. In the end, they mess it up. They become over-suspicious, careful, and refuse to trust. And without trust, you cannot build any meaningful relationship. Forgive everyone that have hurt you in the past and treat every future relationship as a fresh one. That is one of the secrets to recover from heartbreak. Secret number two to recover from heartbreak is to let go of your hurt. There is a huge difference between forgiveness and letting go. Some people had claimed to forgive, but yet they are still holding on to that hurt. You have to let go of your hurt. Until you let go of a bitter relationship, you will never see a better one. Anyone that has showed you, either by words or by attitude, that you are not appreciated, please do not keep holding to such relationship. The earlier you let go and position yourself for a better relationship, the faster you get healed. Instead of you to stay and keep mourning over a relationship that is not working, let go of it and improve yourself. People run after values. Put in values in yourself. Equip yourself so that you can rightly position for another future fruitful relationship. There is nothing that is needed in your future that is missing in your past. So, anyone that wants to walk out of your life, let them go. They are not part of you. If they are part of you, they will never leave you. Stop praying over that relationship. It is dead. Let it go so that you can rightly position for the better one in the future. Stop blaming yourself of things you could have done right. A lot of the mistakes you made yesterday is for your tomorrow's intake. Do not stay and start mourning over your mistakes. If you do that, you will never get healed. And if you are not healed, you will never be able to position for a better relationship. Key number three, encourage yourself. You have to learn to encourage yourself. It is very important to your healing process. Also, it helps to boost your self-esteem. Always see yourself as God sees you. Do you know why God called you God? Because he had never created a being like you before. Neither is there any being like you living anywhere in the world right now, or would there be any person after you? Be conscious of the fact that you are a peculiar person. In the history of the world, you will never be repeated on earth again. Any person that have walked out of your life have just lost a treasure. Encourage yourself and build up your self-worth. People come after value. Build in values in yourself. When you build up a good personality, then spouse will hunt for you. Secret number 4, do not be in a hurry to enter another relationship. People often say the best way to recover from heartbreak is to get into another relationship. Sorry, that is wrong. That is the worst way to recover from a heartbreak, because there will soon be another heartbreak. Always be careful not to allow situation to control your life. Be in charge of your situation. Take your time before going into another relationship. Learn from your past relationship. Know where you missed it. Be careful to know your share and your contribution to the failed relationship, then improve on them. In your next possible relationship, be careful not to make the same mistake and try to be open in your new relationship. Never shut down your good quality because your past relationship did not appreciate it. Every relationship is a fresh opportunity to sell your potentials. Never transfer your past experience to your future relationship. Make sure that you have completely overcome your past before getting into another relationship. Prepare your heart, be open, then get into another relationship, expecting good to come out of your new relationship. Secret number 5, know that every step back is a preparation for a step forward. I read a story of a lady that was in a relationship with a guy. The guy called her to say he was no longer interested in their relationship in the presence of his friends, and she knelt down to beg him. For about 2 hours, she was on her knees begging him, but he even refused to look at her. In the middle of that scene, her phone rang, and she picked up her phone, and there was a male voice on the other side of the phone. And he mentioned his name. He said, "We dated while we were growing up." And he said, "Before I go further, are you married?" She replied, "No." And she heard at the other side of the phone, "Thank God." And she replied angrily, "What is it to thank God for? I'm 34 years old and I'm not yet married." And he proposed to her then and there. He added, "Don't bother to give me a reply instantly. I had prayed over it and I'm giving you time to pray over it." He said, "I've informed my own people. I even got your number from your younger brother." And she got up from her knees and walked out of her ass. As at the time I was reading this story, her fiancé had flew to Nigeria to fight for her. And on the 13th of April that same year, they walked down the aisles in the US. Yours may not happen exactly this way, but I want you to know, everyone that walked out of your life is pushing you forward to a better future. The best is yet to come for you. Always create in your mindset that the best is yet to come in your life. Never look at the worst of situation. Never feel if you lose anything, then it's for your worst. Remember what the Bible says. It said, "Everything work together for good for them that love him." If you have been through a heartbreak, God is saying the same thing to you now. It happened for your good. And if you can accept it that way, and you open up your mind, and you can trust God, the best is yet to come true for you. Key number 6, be determined not to let your past haunt your future. And the way to do that is to ensure that you don't make the same mistake. Every relationship that failed today had the pointer at the beginning of that relationship that the relationship will not last. But the problem is the people involved, or one of the party involved, was only blinded to that fact. So in order for you to avoid a repeat, be careful not to make the same mistake. You have to be careful of the choice of partner you choose. Any relationship that is based on things or fun will not last. It's only a matter of time. So you have to carefully look at those things. If you're meeting a girl or you're meeting a man and the only thing he loves to talk about is either things or fun, that relationship was not meant to last. Because if it's for the future, he will not be talking about things of fun. He will be talking about serious things. He will want to know your attitude. She will want to know what you do, what your passion is, where you are going. But when you meet someone that cares less about where you are going, that cares less about your gift, that cares less about your attribute or your attitude, but the focus is on things of fun, you know, it's already programmed to fail from the beginning. So be determined not to make the same mistake. It's only a fool that does the same thing and expects a different result. You can't keep entering relationship the same way and expect it to end well. So be careful not to make the same mistake so that you will fully recover from heartbreak. I pray that God give you wisdom to live your life. I pray that God hold your hands and lead you to the path He has predestined for your life. May God bless you and be with you always. And I also pray that He heal your heart of every hurt. I will not forget to quickly share this testimony with you. I shared this message in a particular church, and a young girl that have been holding hurt in her heart. She was heavy. She promised never to let go of her ex in her heart. And because she had that man so deeply in her heart, her life was also in a spot. Until that particular day that I preached on this same message, and I preached on forgiveness, and she let go of her past that day. And she let loose of her future. Not long after that, her husband located her and she got married. I pray for you today, and God release the grace for forgiveness upon your heart right now, that you let go of anything that you're holding in your heart, any person you're holding in your heart. I pray right now that the power to let go be released upon you now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be free in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Hope you have been blessed. Thank you for listening. We want you to partner with us by sharing this message with your friends and family. Together, we will equip singles for a productive, successful married life, build healthy marriages, raise godly children, and restore peace into troubled homes. For partnership and counseling, call 0818-820-5042 or visit our website at www.judithimagoro.org. God bless you.